97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning, and we are about a week removed from the operation that took care of Osama bin Laden. And the team that did it was SEAL Team 6. A former member of SEAL Team 6 is on the line right now, Howard Wasden. Howard, how you doing this morning, bro?
I'm doing good. Been very busy and a very hectic few days, but doing well.
Absolutely. I can imagine so. SEAL Team 6, for people who don't know, like I had to do research to kind of figure it out. Explain what SEAL Team 6 is.
Just a, and I'm not giving anything up here, it's just a group of elite guys who defend your country. They're a Tier 1 counterterrorism unit, and, you know, they're just, in my opinion, the best of the best.
And how do you, now is it, am I right, there's like SEAL Team 1, SEAL Team 2, you kind of work your way up into being the best of the best in SEAL Team 6 kind of a deal?
Yeah, the way it works is, once you're a SEAL, you're a SEAL. I don't differentiate between SEAL Team 6 and any other SEALs. You're still an elite member. What the difference between SEAL Team 6 and a regular SEAL is the mission, the toys, the amount of money you have for training. And the big thing that I noticed when I went to SEAL Team 6 from SEAL Team 2 was how much more advanced the CQB was, the close quarters battle.
Okay.
But all SEALs are elite. This unit just has the funding to really train and hone in on one special type of op like you saw unfold this past week.
Absolutely. We're talking to Howard Wasden, and it's just funny the way that the timing worked out, because a way a book works is the book was planning to come out today months ago.
That's right. And there was no, and I made this clear on one of my television interviews, that there was no conspiracy here for the guys to kill this guy about the same time my book was going to come out. This is just timing, and it's good and bad, best of times and worst of times. Some people are, condemning me for talking about it at all. Some people are happy. I would say just read the book first before you pass judgment. I do nothing in the book or never have given up anything, any type of tactics or secrets. The book's actually about overcoming adversity, believe it or not. Overcoming adversity as a child to become a member of the SEALs, and then even harder, overcome adversity and assimilating back into society.
Sure.
Trying to get back to a normal life.
Absolutely. We're talking to Howard Wasden. The book is called SEAL Team 6. It's available now at any place you buy your normal books is where you can find it. I have a lot of questions, and I know we have limited time, so I'm going to try to bust right through them. Number one, you said just a couple seconds ago that you didn't give up any secrets and you didn't give anything up and blah, 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 blah. Were you concerned about putting your name on it, considering how secretive and how hush-hush everything that you did was?
Well, you got to understand, I'm just an old guy. I'm 16 years removed, and my cover was blown back in 1993 or 94, whenever Black Hawk Down, the book, came out, because I was shot three times during that raid, so my name was already on that. And, you know, like I said, I haven't done anything active since 1995, so I'm far enough removed. I'm like Marcinko. I've been out of the game long enough that, you know, nobody cares, you know, about what I got to say, probably.
Okay, now with you being so far removed, do you know if, like, anybody that you had, you know, worked with or anything was on the Osama mission or no?
There's no way to tell, but again, 16 years later, I would say probably, and this is, again, probably, I have no way of knowing, probably not. When I left SEAL Team 6, most of these guys were probably in grade school or, you know, high school.
So they don't. So the SEAL Team 6 doesn't have like that crafty veteran left-hander who's got the Vaseline ball in the bullpen.
Yeah, they got him. He's in training, teaching these guys how to do their job.
We're talking to Howard Wasden, SEAL Team 6. It's out now. So make sure you go and get it now. From what I've heard and what I've read and seen. The training that goes in, it's all about the training before the execution, almost like a football team. They practice the plays.
That's right. It's like you'll never see a team get to the Super Bowl without rehearsing and going and training. And training at all the teams is incessant. It's every single day. You train every single day. That's what people don't get. They think you train up, become a SEAL, and now you're just badass that's walking around. No, you train every single day, honing those skills, honing those perishable skills, refining them, and it's an everyday training. Now, when you get intel about a specific compound like this, you could tailor your training to meet that specific compound, but the training is going on every day.
Now, rumor has it that they didn't know that they were going after Osama until like the day before or just before it happened. They were just training. They had the layout of the house and the grounds and where they were going and this, that, and the other. So they practiced that over and over and over again. And they were going after Geronimo, if I remember correctly. But they didn't know who Geronimo was until right before. That's pretty common standard as far as like what you've done in years past?
No, that's not.
No.
And when I was in Mogadishu, Somalia, I knew I was after Osman, and I knew I was after Adid. So I had extensive pictures of them, altered pictures. This is him with a long beard, short beard. This is him with a black beard, a gray beard. So I had plenty of time to look at all the different versions, if you will, of what he could currently look like. So my opinion, my personal opinion is these guys probably knew in advance, but again, that's just speculation based on the ops that I've been on.
Now, rumor has it that you, at one point, were the best sniper in the world. Is that right?
I'm not going to say that. I was among the best, and that's based on just competition among snipers at the team and being selected to go represent us at a sniper competition that is military-wide.
I'd say
one of the best, not the best. There's a lot of good snipers out there, and a lot of good snipers when I was out there too.
Howard, I know you got to get going. I appreciate the time. Before you go, give me a just how good you were when you were, you know, when you were doing it every day. Give me a 300 yards. I could I could hit this, and just to kind of show how good you were, because I can't fathom it.
Yeah, you put me on the spot here. I don't like blowing smoke up my own skirt. What if I give you a real thing right out of the book?
Absolutely, give it to me.
When we were assaulting the compound to take down Otto Osman in Mogadishu, Somalia, I made a killing headshot at 846 yards.
846, almost 9 football fields.
Yep.
That is incredible. The book is SEAL Team 6. Howard Wasdin was a member of SEAL Team 6, the same group that took out Osama bin Laden just a week ago. Far removed, and I'll tell you what, go get the book and see the training and like all the stuff that goes into becoming the best of the best of the best. Howard, thank you so much for the time. Thank you for your service to the country. We are a safer country because of people like you, and I appreciate it.
Thank you, and I just want to say everybody serving is a hero.
Absolutely. Howard Wasdin, the book, SEAL Team 6. Go out and get it right now. It's Big Papa in the Morning on KISS FM.